when asked why Cam won't be going back to Canton for the Pro Football Hall of Fame ceremonies, Joe Green said, yeah, please ask him that. He's not as shy and bashful as I am, and I go back every year. So Ron Cook writes, I did ask Cam, and Jack said this. I can hear him saying it right now. I don't enjoy that. That's not fun for me. I'm 74 years old. I'm going to do things I enjoy. So you ask yourself, why then is he out there doing commentary on Saturdays for the radio network? You want to know why? You want to know how many times he has said to me in casual conversation, when we're talking about contracts, it's always when we're talking about contracts at that point, because we're always talking to each other, not always, when the time comes up every 3-4 years, whatever it is, about contracts, you know? He always wants to make sure I'm on board, and then I want to make sure he's on board in the whole thing. Because Jack says, hey, look, you and I have fun together. I enjoy it. So you want to know why you have him as your analyst? He's having fun. Right? Jack said, quote, I don't have a trophy room in my house. I can attest to you in no uncertain terms that Jack does not have a trophy room in his house. You would never even know he attended the Super Bowl, let alone helped his team win it. There are no trophies anywhere. Pro Bowl selections? Yeah. Now, does he have a gold jacket? Yeah, but it's in the closet. But no. He has his Super Bowl rings, because I've seen his Super Bowl rings. He doesn't wear them, right? But he does have them. But in his house... Beautiful, beautiful. I love his house. I know he was redoing. He was redoing the deck. Oh, back in June. And I said, "Oh man, I love your deck," and I do. His deck is tremendous. You know, grilling out there, and I really nice, lot of room. And then in his house, you know, Joanne has a beautiful kitchen. Right? And then he also has a bar area that is just, I mean, the house is set up to be lived in and to, when need be, entertained. There's nothing about his career in there at all. Nothing. So I don't have a trophy room in my house. I don't have any of that kind of stuff. That was a part of my life that I loved. I loved playing. But as Chuck Noll always said, you've got to get on with your life's work. It was at that point Ham offered a little friendly advice to not just to me, but also to Joe Green. Don't try to figure me out. It's just me. Well, I've worked with him so long now, I don't have to figure him out. And I do know who he is, and that's why none of this surprised. That's why when it came up in casual conversation last week, it didn't surprise me. He just wants to do things he enjoys. And like I said, whenever we get to a contract, it's always after the bowl game that we talk about. We're almost always on the same clock contract-wise. Almost. Okay? Every once in a while, we're not. But I know his contract. He knows mine because we're very open about what we're doing. And it always comes up. He says, look, I just want to keep going. I just want to have fun. And, you know, and when he signed his last one, which was before the blue-white game, he comes up to me at practice and says, hey, I got news for you. He says, oh, you're stuck with me. He says, I signed a new deal, and he told me about the deal. Right. And I said, well, that's great news on three fronts. He said, that's great news, obviously, for me. He said, that's great news for the fans of the network. I said, it's also great news for Joanne to get you out of the house. Yeah. But let me tell you something about him. This reflects who he is. He's a man of great skill and no ego. Penn State fans love him. And no matter what you think of my performance, I am exponentially better because I work with him. You may think I'm terrible, but I have risen to terrible because I work with Jack. I moved up to terrible because I work with him. So you may think I'm terrible, right? Or you may think I'm okay and I'm there because I work with him. I always tell everybody, work with people who make you better. He makes me better. Same with Dick Girardi on basketball. Same thing. Jack sees everything. It's that cerebral approach to go with his athleticism that gave him a great career that he now uses on the radio broadcast. He sees everything. The ability, he sees all 22. He knows why it happened and why it didn't happen out there. And I will listen to other games. Either, you know, I'll be driving back from Maryland or driving back from Rutgers. I'll have a game on as I'm driving in or a game on as I'm driving home, whatever it may be. You know, driving back from the airport. So I hear a lot of different analysts. And I want to give credit to the top guys, Kirk Herbstreit, Todd Blackledge, Gary Danielson, Joel Klatt. I mean, they're tremendous at what they do. Really, the top four guys are really terrific. But this guy's a cut above. And between Jack Ham and Dick Girardi, I hope Penn State fans realize how incredibly fortunate they are to have two guys of this kind of skill, the ability to explain in layman's terms what's going on and why, or what's going on and why not. And that's what they do. And Jack is so inquisitive. And Dick's the same way, so inquisitive. You hear about James Franklin making the Thursday walk around the field. James walks before every practice, and I've walked with him before. But on Thursdays, Jack will walk with him. And Jack will spend the entire time. It's not idle chit-chat, how are the kids doing? And Jack will ask him questions. Right? To the point where now it's become a running joke between James and myself. Because James will come over to me when we go to do the talk show on Thursday night. He goes, "Hey, Steve," he says, "well, I did my walk with your buddy." He says, "had a lot of questions tonight." But why is he asking the questions? Because he's always trying to understand and learn more. He's inquisitive. He doesn't stand there and think he has all the answers. He doesn't. So he asks questions about what's going on. It's what another element that makes him a great broadcaster. He has better, deep background. And the same thing with Dick Girardi with basketball, because he's always asking questions, talking with people. A better, deep background that gives a better broadcast. I've told the story before, but I'll repeat it here. And it was early in our tenure together. We're working a game at Three River Stadium in Pittsburgh. Penn State's playing Pitt. And in the first half, Jack's rushing, really, to the point where I noticed it. So we get to halftime, and after Franco Harris comes into the booth at halftime just to razz Jack, he goes, "Hey, Steve, you carried Jack the way we did." It's like, okay, I got it. All right. But I said, "Hey, can I talk to you for a second?" He says, "Sure." I said, "Why are you rushing?" I said, "It seems like you're rushing right now." He goes, "Well, I want to make sure you get it back." And I looked at him and I said, "Who cares?" He says, "Who cares?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Jack, everybody listening wants to know what you are thinking and what's going on." I said, "And more importantly, I want to hear what you have to say." So it makes for a better broadcast for me when I know what you're thinking and why you're thinking it or why you're not thinking something. I said, "But the audience wants to hear what you have to say." I said, "So if you go long, I'll go shorter. If you go shorter, then I'll go longer. I'll set up more chess pieces on the board for the fans and describing to left, to right, shotgun, you know, running back to the left, who the running back is, whatever. I said, so it's just two guys talking football. And I think, because I think he and the same, it's the same story with Dick Girardi and I. It's two guys talking basketball. Right? So it doesn't matter who's talking. It's always like what's best for the audience. And Jack is great with the audience because he tells them why or why not. And then with the fans, I've never seen him not give an autograph to the fans. So I'll tell you this quick story. I don't know. This maybe was 10 years ago. So we're out there, and you know, now we do the pregame show in front of the tunnel at Beaver Stadium. We used to do it, I think, as most of you know, outside the Jordan Center before that. So Jack would always sign either before the show started, but then during every commercial break, Jack would go over and he'd sign stuff, helmets, pictures, cards, things like that. One day we're over there, and it's later in the show, and I think we've got one or two segments. I think it was like two segments to go for. We have to go up in the booth, and we go to a commercial break. And Jack looks over, and there's nobody standing there. And he leans over to me, and he says, well, he says, I guess the star is dimmed. He says, there's nobody there. And I looked over at him. I said, hey, Jack, after 15 years, don't you think you got everybody? And these are the comments. Like, you know, people will see us laugh, you know, talking up front during commercial breaks. These are the little things back and forth that we do. But he's still competitive. I can tell you that. Whenever we play golf together, we play as teams, and he and I are always teamed together, right? And every time we play, we'll start to play. And then whatever it is, starting to play or starting the back nine, whatever, he'll always say, Steve, look, we can't lose to these guys. And we have like a 10-1 record, so we've been pretty good. But that's a great article you wrote. That's what Jack is. He's a no-ego guy who's just fun, engaging, and intelligent. And I hope Penn State fans, football and basketball both. Again, I hear a lot of serious XM games and a lot of really good people, but nobody in their class. Nobody in their class. And I watch TV and I get spoiled. TV basketball, TV football. Okay? The vast majority of them are not in Jack or Dick's class. Just aren't. And Penn State fans have the enjoyment of each of them for 7 to 8 months out of the year. How fortunate are you? And the most fortunate of all, me. I know beyond everything in my profession, nobody has it better than me. Nobody. Working with James, working with Mike, working with Pat, and then being paired up with Jack, paired up with Dick. Nobody has it better than me.